Even if you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at Home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Sox win. They needed that one. A five-game losing streak is over.
Snapped.
Connor McKnight peeked in here after he was done with the awesome post-game show. And he said, get ahead and Frazier here now. Yeah. I tweeted that out during the game, too. We talked about that early in the week with Len Casper.
Could also convince me that maybe Kyle Schwarber wouldn't be a bad option as well. He hit his 19th home run today.
The problem is you're buying early and you're buying high.
Yeah.
Because Schwarber's hitting the ball really well right now. Adam Frazier's going to be highly in demand by other teams. I do believe you get Adam Frazier for another year.
He's in your control, arbitration eligible.
It looks like he's a free agent in 2023. And you don't really pay attention to Pittsburgh Pirates players. He is just a guy who would fit this lineup perfectly. And I think a lot of Sox fans, Frank Thomas was commenting about him today.
He's an all-star caliber player. At least he is in 2021.
And he's like the perfect complement to, you know, sort of like Madrigal. And he's got maybe even more doubles power than Madrigal has. And Madrigal was really starting to step into that right before the injury. But he would just go in and complement everything this team has when healthy. You know, the Grandals of the world with Abreu and Moncada and Robert and Aloy.
Wonder what it would cost you.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to get in line. And someone said, Sylvie, you've been watching the game for a long time now. He's like, you don't rush into trades when you have really good pitching like the Sox. That's the thing. I mean, you may not have to. They have a 2.5-game lead. As Connor was saying, there's still 14 games over 500. There may not be a rush, but he certainly would look great with what he does as far as his strengths when the playoffs come. So you may not need him now, but you may need a guy like that to win the World Series.
Isn't he your starting second baseman in a playoff run?
Yes. You don't go with Danny Mendick. You go with
Adam Frazier.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have a proactive approach to adding somebody because of that rotation. While this person is saying to you, maybe you can be patient because the rotation is so good. I'm telling you, okay, fine, but I'm also going to be proactive because you have a World Series caliber starting rotation. And you don't know who is going to be part of that rotation next year. Hopefully you'll have a healthy Robert next season and a healthy Aloy next year, and everybody will take another step. You may not have Lance Lynn, right? You don't know what your starting rotation is going to look like.
Did you mention Rodon?
Rodon, I did not. Rodon is also a guy that is going to be a free agent next season. And
On Friday, when you were gone out of town, Jeff Passan was like spitballing because he said it was the first time he's ever thought of this. He said he thinks Rodon could get like $125 million right now in the open market. I mean, he's going to be a Cy Young candidate who throws 100 miles an hour and is still fairly young.
Right.
So
this is my point.
Can you guarantee that Rodon's going to be back?
You can't. So that's my point where, I'm proactive. Like, I got an opportunity to win it all this year based on this rotation. I don't know what the rotation is going to look like next year, so I'm going to be proactive in 2021.
It's really interesting, and Passan's going to join us on Friday, and we could talk more about it. Because, yes, there is no rush, and you may have to wow a team, but you also may avoid the lines. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like getting to the sale before the Christmas shopping season starts. Hey, you found what you wanted for the holidays. You buy early because you know you're going to need it, and you know you could avoid all the lines. All the other teams who think they're in it, who think they have a chance, could be in line for Adam Frazier. Maybe if you pick up the phone now. Or a player like him. It's not just Adam Frazier. There are many other guys but he's just the guy that you really got a good look at in these last 2 days whose name has been mentioned and connected to the White Sox.
Whoever it is, you're the second baseman for the postseason is not on this roster right now. He's just not. Is he?
No, because it was going to be Madrigal.
Right. So, like, whenever it is, that's not going to change. So you can be patient. You can wait to the trade deadline. But at the end of the day, it's in your best interest, in my opinion, to find somebody that can run out to second base throughout the course of the postseason that provides you the confidence that it's not a weakness or it's not a position that is going to let you down.
By the way, my Ring doorbell just rang.
Oh, who's there?
It is Cap, and he's delivering cherries to my house. How weird is that? But it well, very
was
nice
to leave him outside.
Don't he sent me a screenshot of something at Whole Foods where they have this new hybrid cherry, where it's a strawberry cherry. Have you ever heard of this?
I have not. No.
It's a cherry that
sounds like it's been chemically engineered.
And I'm like, wow, I've never seen that. I got to tell Allie about this. Have her go grab
Allie,
some.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
And he said, and like Cap, who's a true man, said, he's like, I'm going back to Whole Foods later in the day. I'm going to drop you off a box of them.
Why is he going back to he didn't have?
Yeah,
he didn't get everything he needed the first time.
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Just
be like, he was doing me a favor, so I'm like,
good cherries.
He's the cherry delivery man.
He doesn't have TV tonight, does he?
I love that you guys are at a high point because the relationship makes me dizzy. It's like I watched Goodfellas this past weekend, and I'm thinking like now. You're Henry and his wife, you and Cap are. Like, there are good times, and then there are moments you're wrestling on the ground.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just glad you're in a high, high ground.
Ross Rachel type.
Okay, there you go. I never watched Friends.
Neither did I. I just know that as a reference.
Okay. Didn't they all get married or date each other over the course of all the years that they were on?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Rachel got pregnant, but then Rachel
the
and Ross wanted to get back together. I don't know,
and then
Joey
was
involved.
There's all kinds of random stuff.
You know,
12 million people in New York City, and they only
dated each other.
Yeah.
I think one of my daughters has it happened?
HBO Max. Yeah.
James Corden did it's a sit down. It's not a show.
Oh.
It's like an interview panel where they're themselves.
Okay.
And they talk about, I haven't watched it yet. They talk about.
You will soon. Yeah, maybe you can sit down with a bowl of cherries with Cap and you guys can enjoy it together.
Well, there's no Cubs on tonight.
Is the relationship Janice? Was that Chandler's ex?
Yeah, Janice was super annoying.
Are you and Cap, Chandler and Janice?
It's a good one. I think
I'll say you're Chandler.
Yeah.
He could be Janice if that's how you want to look at it.
I think if you can workshop this over the course of the next hour and a half, and I think we can come up with an example that fits the bill in terms of the relationship.
I'm with you.
Some days it is hot. Other days it is cold.
What about Jeff Garland and his wife in Curb Your Enthusiasm? That thing gets nasty.
It does, but there's one that's very disrespectful, and then there's the other one that's very passive. Which character are you?
I'm the
passive
one.
More like his wife and Larry. Like,
yes. you're always calling him
a bald blank.
There you go. Now you got it. You got
Larry.
It, Abdallah. Yes, that's it.
That's good.
Larry and Jeff's wife from Curb.
So I want to play this, okay? So if you want to weigh in on baseball, Cubs won last night. Sox win today.
Cubs are fixed, right? As a Cub fan?
No. We were watching all the stuff together last night. We had a little happy hour. All four of us.
Go, Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go!
And Waddle's like, you know, it was like 4-0 or whatever it was at the time. And he's like, you know, they're gonna win 9-0 this game.
7-0, 9-0. There'll be some ass slapping. There'll be some flexing. They'll pimp some home runs. It's all good now.
Andrew Siciliano, who works on NFL Network, and he does the Red Zone on the DirecTV. For football season, you probably know Andrew. He used to work in this town. He's a big Cleveland Indians fan.
Yeah.
And he was texting me about how chesty Javi and Contreras get. How they always look angry and they always, you know, like, they're always, you know, pounding their chest and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, they get this way every now and then.
Yeah.
But we
listen,
love them
but
for
they enjoy playing the game. I'm not going to hate on them for showing emotion. I just find they're very predictable. You've gone an entire 22 days of the month of June looking like garbage. You bust out for a game, and it's like, yeah, we're good.
You needed that, but both teams didn't need that, you know? The Cubs needed that from Kyle Hendricks.
Yeah. He's won 10 games?
Yeah, he's 10-4, I believe. His ERA now is in the threes after being in the sevens, and he's won, what, 8 in a row?
I think so. Real quick, I heard Cap and Hoodie today talking, and Danny brought it up in Shot or No Shot, whether or not, when all is said and done, Hendricks will be the best pitcher of that crew from that era. And they all said yes, Shot. I was thinking, like, immediately the thought that went through my head was...
What do you mean, though, by that? The best?
Well, and
he's
I think
he's not better than John Lester.
Well, I think the longevity is part of the equation. When it's all said and done, because Lester's not a part of the team any longer, Jake left after a while, that when all is said and done...
You're just saying the Cubs' career portion of each?
I think that's what the question was.
Because John Lester's career is, like, Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, no. Of the group of Cubs. Like, not John Lester in a Red Sox
uniform. Okay, so we're only judging their Cubs' careers.
And my thought was, I know it will end up being shorter than Kyle Hendricks, but my goodness... What Jake Arrieta did, is it too short of a period of time for him not to be the one that you look back on and
probably.
Go, he's the best?
Probably. I mean, like, he vaulted you to where you went. But let's not forget that even without longevity, which he does have now, and he looks like he's going to continue to be pretty good, Kyle Hendricks won the pennant for the Cubs with 8 innings of shutout baseball against the Dodgers.
That's true.
In Game 6 of the NLCS. Kyle Hendricks started Game 7 of the World Series against the Indians and pitched pretty well in that game. You know, he's pitched some really big moment games for the Cubs over his career.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a really good question by Danny. I just was like, wow, that's hard to believe. But there is truth to it. I always just think of the stretch that Jake, and we talked to Len Casper about this yesterday when we were referencing what Jacob DeGrom is doing. What I saw Jake Arrieta do over that stretch of 2 years was unlike anything I've ever seen.
From 15 into like the first half of 16 when he was still filthy.
I still don't know how Hendricks is doing what he's doing.
It's
amazing.
When he's got this control, it's incredible. I do want to play you the broadcast from the NBA last night because I still haven't heard it. All right, so I don't know if you guys were like me, but I totally was duped. And I acted the fool with the group. Oh,
you were high-fiving us.
It was all about the Bulls being back. I thought they had won and gotten into the top four. We weren't really listening to the volume. We were watching the pictures. And I think, and we had like multiple TVs going, too. We could explain the whole situation. But were you like me? And did the broadcast fool you into thinking that the Bulls had jumped into the top four and everything changed? 312-332-3776.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
So our crew had a happy hour yesterday at our boss's condo, and it was the four of us, and it was another one of our teammates.
My wife yelled at me for not bringing something. Your wife sent you with something, so you were okay. My wife was pissed at me because I didn't bring something.
Yeah, the boss said, don't bring anything. It's a rule when you go to someone's house for the first time, you don't come empty-handed.
Yeah,
say no, you know, it's like a birthday party that says no gifts. You always bring a gift.
She called me a dirty name. She's like in jest, but it was a thoughtless move by me. I should have delivered the chips that you delivered to me from Allie because you guys were looking to get rid of a bunch of individual size.
Is that what
chips.
Those were? Because I almost took a
you
bag.
Could take
you
whatever.
Could. Yeah. It's for the group. Huh. So like, what
Fritos.
Allie for the win.
That's great.
She said to me the night before, look, I baked treats for the gathering. You know, she's a really good baker. She has this Rice Krispie treat.
When she's not teaching one kid to call the other kid an a-hole.
Right,
yes,
that's true,
yes,
right.
Then she's baking.
She's baking and she does this Rice Krispie treat basically on steroids. It's enhanced with Oreo cookies.
So it was delicious.
And then she puts a little frosting on it. Everyone seemed to like it. And what she did was she put it on a tray and then she put like cellophane and a ribbon on top to make it look like it came from a bakery. I'm like, now I totally look, I'm a kiss ass. Like
mission accomplished.
Yeah. Like I thought.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I thought I would put it in like just a Tupperware thing.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife baked some treats. She dialed it up. But and when Waddle picked me up at my house, he's like, "Oh, look at you. Look at you kissing the boss's ass with this big tray." I'm like, look, my wife made this. She wanted to really wrap this up. I knew you guys would make fun of me for it. I go, but is this a kiss-ass move too? Because look at these big bag of chips.
Yeah, right. Nom, 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 nom. By the way, they're all expired, and she just wanted to get them out of the cabinet because the kids probably crunch them and throw them all over the house.
The kids don't eat them. They're like sour cream and onion Lays.
One of those gifts that you're like, it's great. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to sound like the ass that's not appreciative. I'm very appreciative.
You kind of sound that way.
No, but I didn't get the same treatment that Mike got. I got a bag of chips that you guys didn't want.
When I attend your Super Bowl party, I don't come empty-handed. We bring desserts and booze.
That's true.
Every year.
Yeah.
So, Waddle, you didn't bring anything.
Nothing.
Didn't bring anything.
I'm trying to make myself feel better.
Did Delaney bring anything?
Just himself.
I don't think so.
All right, so it's just Sylvie.
A thirst for beer, all right, Delaney brought. All
right. You make the call.
So Sylvie, was that the right move? The you make the call, stolen bit from Cap'n Jay Hood in the mornings.
You make the call.
I think the move is perfect. I thought it was smart. I thought it was conscientious. I thought it was considerate. I think we just look like a bunch of
dopes.
I don't know about you guys. My presence is a present, so.
Yeah. It's like Ditka. Ditka
you
used
make
to tell
the call.
That, right? It's like the equivalent of Michael Jordan not tipping someone but signing a golf ball.
Yeah.
Here you go, kid.
Yeah.
Here's your tip.
No, I thought you did the right. Listen, again, my wife said that I was in the wrong. I'm going to be totally honest. I completely whiffed. Wasn't even a thought. Sometimes I have the thought and I go, oh, no, I left. No, I didn't even think about it. I didn't think about it.
You make the call.
Not only that, but my wife and I discussed whether or not I should bring something today to kind of say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't bring anything. And I didn't even, I left that.
A day late present?
Day late present. Like I forgot about it today and just moved on. I was like, last night I'm thinking, well, maybe I bring a nice bottle of wine. But wait, I've only got a couple of nice bottles of wine, and I want them. So maybe a bad bottle of wine. Wait.
I don't have anybody.
I know. I got a ton of, like, cheap wine. It's me. But that's not a good gift. When you're re-gifting a bad bottle of wine, you can't do that.
I always do the scan to see what would they bring me, how much the wine was. Yeah. I know that's pretty bad, but I do that. When someone brings over a bottle of wine, what kind of bottle is it?
You make the call.
Not that it needs to be expensive, but, I mean, are you bringing me an $8.99 bottle of wine?
Are you saying that keep it? If you're going to bring me anything less than, let's say, what?
What's your price set? What's your limit?
I don't know.
What
I'm
you
really giving
back?
You insight.
Yeah. You will be getting my $12 bottle.
Yeah, okay, geez. I go to Trader Joe's to get you one. Yeah.
I can give you
you make the call.
A $14 bottle of Liberty School Cabernet, which is just fine for like a weeknight wine to have.
Sure.
Couple
house
glasses.
Wine.
Yeah.
$2 Chuck.
So
like you come in with $2 Chuck from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, like, I mean, what is the Pinot Noir that, flowers, if you're going to bring me some wine, can I get a big bottle of flowers?
It's a $50 bottle of wine right there at Binney's.
Yeah.
Grand and Western. That was a funny, and then I still haven't heard this, so I want to get to this. I was all excited. I looked at first of all, we were drinking, we got off the early.
I
sort of forgot about the lottery. We were talking about it on the show, and my buddy Perry texted me with fingers crossed and the prayer emoji. And I'm like, well, what's he doing? Does he have, like, some parlay? Because we text about gambling all the time.
It was
I'm
nothing
like,
religious. It was gambling.
I'm like, do you have some sort of a parlay that's about to hit?
Yeah.
And he goes, no. He goes, the lottery's coming on. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. And Mike is not an NBA fan. So I said, do you even get NBA broadcasts here. You know how, like, you have a child-proof television at home where you could block out the porn or you can block out the movies from the little kid buying the movies? Mike had, like, an NBA filter on his TV where we had to go in and get to ESPN because NBA was playing. So we went to the NBA. We got the lottery.
It's all hockey all the time at that place.
Yes. Yeah. So, but we were outside, so the TV's on inside. And then Bleck put on the lottery on his television, on his phone, right?
Didn't you do this, Bleck? You're the only one that had, I think, access to seeing the television. So
yeah, we were all sitting. Yeah, we were sitting around the table. We could not see the TV.
No, see, this will be funny. Let Sylvie tell his version, and then we'll tell ours. We'll tell the actual version. Well, that wasn't all tequila up. No, go ahead. Tell your story.
I was sipping tequila last night.
Sipping? Go ahead.
Sipping. What's wrong? Were you monitoring my tequila intake?
No, I just noticed how quick the slurring started and then how the excitement was ramped up. So I would love to hear your
version. All I know is when I dropped him off, the door opened and he just fell out.
Yeah.
this is my version of the story. So as the lottery was going, it's this countdown. We knew we gave you the window, like it started at 12 or 11 when you needed to start looking for the Bulls logo. All right. And so well, someone had their phone open and everyone had like the broadcast at a different point. And I didn't really know whose broadcast was out in front. I thought the television was leading the way, but Abdallah, I think, had a quicker feed. So I saw this. I'm like, OK, no Bulls logo. OK, now we're down to 10. Oh, all right. Not the Bulls logo. We're getting there. Number 9. No Bulls logo. We're getting there. Number 8, all right, it's the Magic, no Bulls logo. We need to get by 7. We get by 7, we're good. We're up into the top 4. 7 goes by, no Bulls logo. I jump up, yell, the Bulls are back, and I hand out high fives like I just did a walk-off home run.
The whole time.
Around the table.
The whole time, Abdallah.
Well, I did a lap like I was Cal Ripken.
Yeah.
With 21-31 around the crowd.
Adam would not allow himself to get excited because I think that he had a pretty good feel that this was not as it appeared.
So I was on Twitter where like reading the real-time feed as it was happening. And all of a sudden, Sylvie's running around high-fiving.
Yeah, he's got a high-five. We're back.
I'm not going to turn down a high-five.
Go Bulls.
So,
go Bulls. Get him back. Go Bulls.
I've got the phone in the left hand, high-fiving with the right hand. Right. And I just go, nope.
Nope.
This doesn't smell right. Nope. He goes, what do you mean, no? I just saw this in Orlando.
My and friends are texting me, too, with the Bulls emoji. They think we got it.
Then why is every Bulls person just saying, no, no, how can this be? No, no. And basically, if we had been... So Chris was watching on his phone. You were kind of watching the TV. If we'd all been sitting around the TV watching, we would have seen that the card...
The small print.
The placard said, Orlando... Via the Chicago Bulls. Yes.
Or if we were actually listening to my phone that had the audio because we're too busy handing out high fives. If we were actually listening to Rachel Nichols, we would have heard immediately that it was not the Bulls.
All right. Well, wait, so I still haven't heard this, so I want to see what I truly missed because I still believe that they duped us. That they did something different that they've done in past years. Normally, they would show the Bulls logo, and then they would announce that goes to the Bulls, but the Bulls pick now goes to Orlando. I was looking for the two horns and the Bulls logo. You know what I mean? Like, okay, are there horns on this picture, and I'm trying to sneak a peek early. But they showed the Magic thing, and it totally screwed me up.
The 8th pick will be made by... the Orlando Magic.
All right, Orlando coming out of that envelope means that Chicago has not jumped into the top 4. Therefore, that pick conveys to Orlando as part of the Nikola Vucevic deal.
That's when I was high-fiving people.
You got all of our hopes up other than Abdallah, who kept just saying in his seat, nope.
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 Balls, let's go. Yeah. Hey, we're back. Go Bulls.
Let's go. I think at one point, he thought he was Tom Brady with the, let's go, let's go.
And then not only do I get duped and the Bulls now don't have a first round pick, then campaign is like leading the way for the Phoenix Suns in game 2 of the NBA Finals. And my Bulls dauber, as you would call it, is down.
Maybe you should subscribe to Mike's theory. Hockey all the time.
Hockey all the time.
Yeah.
Tampa and the Islanders playing tonight, right?
That's right.
I should avoid the Bucks tonight in Atlanta.
I would say so.
Were you duped? Did anyone else get duped like me? Because on Twitter, people said they did too. Now, maybe if you weren't watching it with the audio, I was too busy yelling stuff.
Not everyone was guzzling tequila at 7:30 on a Wednesday night.
Tuesday night, even.
There's two people shaming you for that.
It's a day that ends in a while.
It's Abdallah. Yeah. They're both coming
at you. What's wrong with drinking tequila on a Tuesday night at 7:30? It wasn't 7:30 a.m.
Nothing. I'm just suggesting, when you ask, did anyone else get duped, I'm just suggesting to you that there probably weren't a ton of people guzzling tequila last night at 7:30.
I want to talk about that game then that followed after you did drop me off and I fell out of your car and then I fell into my bed and I watched NBA playoff action. The last 10 seconds took about a half hour to play, but it was still really a good payoff.
Get it right.
And I want to bring up campaign too. We'll get into some of the juicy stuff in baseball and Michael Wilbon at 5.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
So it was a fun night. We were all out together. We watched the lottery, watched the Cubs win. Sox lost yesterday. They did win today. They got one that they needed to end the five-game losing streak. They'll be off tomorrow. Then they start the homestand on Friday against Seattle. It's the reopening day. I believe I'm going on Sunday. I'm going to take my two boys to their first White Sox game.
Make sure they get all the treats they're warranted.
Yeah. I hope they
have fun. Load them up with Sox gear, jerseys, hats. Tennis.
All I want them to do is like baseball. And if they choose to like that team, they can like that team.
Something tells me that Mason will come out of there more thrilled with the White Sox than when he goes.
Yes, I think he's going to love the experience. Yeah. There's going to be energy. Hopefully the fireworks will be going off. I know it's during the day. They still shoot them off after home runs, though, even during the day.
It's not your team, so are you still... sticking by, you're only allowed to leave after the White Sox have a plate appearance?
No. Okay. This is not to go for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
because you're not a Sox fan.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. And Braxton doesn't sit still, so we may be there for a few innings anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
312-332-3776. This was last night. I haven't talked to you about this since last night. The last half hour took forever. I mean, I guess like the last 28 seconds it was took like a half hour to play out. But what we saw was the end result was really, really good. There were just so many damn replay reviews. And this is the result. And Michael Wilbon's going to join us at 5. And the reaction that him and Stephen A. had, the one of someone who filmed this with their phone panned to Wilbon and Stephen A. and their jaws were on the floor.
Not an easy inbound with that big body in front of you.
Stay back.
Crowder looking, throws it alley. Oh! He puts it down!
There was what, 0.8 seconds left? And that only took like 0.2 of a second or something?
I think when all was said and done, they put 0.7 back on the clock, didn't they? Isn't that what they did?
Just a tenth of a second.
And there were so many things that happened with that. It was a great play drawn up. It was well executed. And Booker set a perfect screen. The most impressive part of all was the Crowder pass. Like,
if it's not
exactly where it was, that ball gets tipped away. It's crazy. And you mentioned that the last 28 seconds took X number of minutes. And I heard Jeff Van Gundy. I didn't see all of it because it took me a little longer to get home. And then I had other things going on. But Van Gundy was upset because of the replay and how it extended the game. And it takes... And then I saw Scott Van Pelt in the Sports Center.
They were upset too.
And I agree with Van Pelt, though. Like, Van Pelt was like, you got to get it right. So I get it. It extended the game, and it dragged on forever. But at the end of the day, I don't mind that because there's so much at stake. I want to make sure they get the calls correct.
Yeah, here's the Spanish call of that, though.
El pase, la intención! De Andre Ayton! DeAndre Ayton!
A ver.
Y ahora sí que la van a revisar.
Pretty cool. But Van Gundy was more upset about the play that was ruled off of Booker involving Beverly.
Right.
This is like a big baseball dispute, too, with fans. Like, if the fingers hover over the base, but it's there, should you be called out? And this was, yes, the ball was last touched by that split second by Booker. It was off Booker's fingertips last. But as Van Pelt and Van Gundy both agreed, they said that's not the intent. It was, quote, knocked out of bounds by Beverly.
Well, if a Suns player's hand is last that's on it, then the rule is pretty. That's not in the rule book. Intent isn't in the rule book. So for me, I get it. It gets tedious at times, but I want them to get the calls right.
It goes back, though, to replay ruining sports. Because we have to stop in between each play to go over to a monitor to dissect it like it's the Zapruder film to figure out whether or not the umbrella man's on the grassy knoll and whether or not something happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the, you're right, 100%. Devin Booker's the last player to touch the basketball when it went out of bounds. The problem is, if you've ever played any sort of basketball in your entire life, pick up in the driveway, YMCA, you're running, you're outside, whatever it is, you're playing high school basketball, Patrick Beverly hits it out of bounds. And in that game, if you're playing anywhere else in the world where you can't stop and dissect every single play with replay, it stays Suns ball.
But the Suns player was the last person to touch it.
No. Remove the stopping and going to a monitor.
Well, I get it. But
like, Booker, the ball was knocked out of his hand. So I'm saying is, yes, you're right. If we stop and we pause everything for every little yard in football and every little touch in the NBA.
But when do we start and stop then? Like, when do we choose to do it?
Who cares?
Then you're arbitrarily deciding when
of the game.
You're arbitrarily deciding, though, when to use replay.
No. I'm saying replay ruins it. I'm saying overall, it's ruining sports.
Would you rather have a Rams rule where the Rams go to the Super Bowl because they pass interfered, but there was no way to... You know what I mean? Like, there's the opposite side of this where if you're not stopping and double-checking these things, a lot of these teams get cost big time.
Sure, you can get cost, absolutely. But also, we're looking for things that don't necessarily exist until you slow it down to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, in any other setting of basketball... Pat Beverly, even if he knows it's not off on him, and he's playing fives, he knows he can't win that argument on the court because no one else will go with him. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
I get what you're saying, but the last person to touch, I get what you're saying.
No, I know. It's off Booker, and right. It was obvious, and Mark Jackson called it immediately, and he nailed it. It was a fantastic call. It was going to be off the Suns.
It's kind of like Durant, though.
You can't arbitrarily decide what you're going
That's
to
what I mean,
evaluate
then you get,
what you're not.
Not to pun with the baseball, you get into a sticky situation like Kevin Durant came that close to making a three against the Bucks that would have been the game-winning three. But because of replay, you can tell by that finger, that he was on the line. Or, you know, a football player who tiptoes on the sideline. If they are out of bounds by just a centimeter, and you could see it because of technology, you are ruled out of bounds.
Either use it totally or don't use it at all. You can't go halfway. There's no being half pregnant here. You just can't.
I'm with you. And you guys nailed it from the start. The final couple of seconds of the game took half
forever.
An hour to play. That's
thank
not
God
the way it should be.
Thank God there was a good payoff. I retweeted Gronk. Gronk was complaining about it. You know, I think he's a Suns fan, right? Because he went to Arizona and everything.
Yes.
And he was tweeting just how long it takes. It's always been, as an NBA fan, I am an NBA junkie. I grew up as the Bulls being my number one team. What drives me crazy today about if any rule is the last 2 minutes of a basketball game takes forever. It's the worst. I've always said it. I'm not as big of a hockey fan, not close. The last 2 minutes of a hockey game is the most exciting. It's nonstop action. It's a goaltender getting pulled, and it's crazy stuff going on. And I'm not saying necessarily ranting on replay. I'm just saying it is what it is from the sport.
There's no doubt. It's like baseball as well. I mean, look, you want a computerized umpire's balls and strikes calling, or you will live with the human element of the game that we bristle at the concept of the human element of the game. If you've got replay, you've got the ability to get it right. why aren't you going to use it? It's the same damn thing.
Right. You just can't now subjectively say, well, that's not what we intended, so now we're going to give it.
You could suggest, instead of in the last 2 minutes of every half or whatever the case may be in the NBA, you just use challenges. But, like, this is the – if you're going to use replay, you can't just use it in an arbitrary fashion.
All right. So was that end of the game awesome because of the excitement, or did it suck because it took forever? 312-332-3776. We also need caller 25 to play my wife or radio partner. And you wonder why we play my wife or radio partner. We're going to give you an example of something that I said yesterday is how the game came to be originally. But you'll get to play the game next.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. It's now time for my wife or my radio partner.
That way. Now, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
My wife.
Does this make me look fat? Did you take out the trash?
Or my radio partner.
I look at myself in the mirror and I can't stand what I'm seeing.
It's a little cool today, isn't it? It's a little cool today for golf, isn't it?
My wife or my radio partner.
With Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
That's right. My wife or radio partner every Wednesday about 4:45. Brought to you by our great friends at Swift and Sons, American Steakhouse in the West Loop.
Weren't
in the Fulton
there?
Market District. I was just there with Burger and CPD Bob. We sat out on their glorious patio. It is awesome. They have like sidewalk dining. They have this side patio. The interior, as you know, you've been there many times, is absolutely awesome. Can I give you guys a tip? A couple of things. You know they have great steaks. They have great seafood. A, you got to get their rock shrimp for the appetizer. Chris Pandel, their executive chef, it's been his go-to, and he's always wanted it on the menu. And it was so good, we had it as an appetizer, and then we said, hey, let's order another one. We'll have it as a side with our steaks. And we did. Rock shrimp. It was awesome.
You guys are actually throwing it in each other's mouth.
We were. We were playing bozo buckets with rock shrimp.
Yes, because it's so damn good.
And their skillet cookie, it's like they make like a homemade chocolate chip cookie, and they put the ice cream, the cold on the hot, and I texted Kevin Bayham, and I go, this is crack. You gave me crack for dessert. But it's not crack. It's a cookie with ice cream, and it's glorious. So
Merkin's got his pants off right now. Listen,
right, yeah. So check out what Chris Pandel, their executive chef, Rob Katz, Kevin Bayham, has in store for you. Chicago Steakhouse with a modern twist. You're going to love it like we do, located in Fulton Market. And they're available for takeout as well. And check out Swift & Sons Tavern right across from Wrigley Field. If you're in that neighborhood, this is one of the reasons why we invented my wife a radio partner. I don't know how dicks work because I say stupid stuff like that. That was out of context.
Radio partner.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, so now we give lines. Who said it? Was it me or was it Waddle's wife? My wife or radio partner? What are you laughing at? I don't know how dicks work. Let's talk about Dick's Sporting Goods. I don't know how their shoe system works. Brandon on 90. You're on ESPN 1000. Sure. What's up, Brandon?
Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You know how to play?
I believe so. Fire it up.
Okay, well, I'll let you know how we play. I'm going to read you three statements. Either my wife made the statements or my radio partner made the statements. You got to be correct 2 out of 3 times with your guess. And if you are, you will get that fantastic gift card to Swift & Sons. If my wife made the statement, Brandon, this is what you'll hear. She's downtown right now with my daughter, probably listening. So she may or may not appreciate that.
They're hanging out?
Yes. If my radio partner made the statement, this is what you'll hear. If I were a
boy. Pretty simple.
Yeah. All right, here we go, Brandon. You ready?
Yeah.
Statement I don't know how dicks work.
That's not, we know that that's a layup right there, Brandon. That's not one of the statements. Here's the first statement. Does the train have a bathroom on it and is it clean enough? Never mind, you'd go anywhere. Does the train have a bathroom on it and is it clean enough? Never mind, you'd go anywhere.
I'm going to go easily your wife.
That's
good call right there.
She came down 2 weeks ago, Friday, for our party that we didn't know what was going on.
The surprise anniversary party.
Yes. She asked me, does the train have the bathroom on it, and is it clean? And I, before I could respond, she said, never mind, you'll go anywhere.
Right.
Which
you
is
would.
True.
Right. You yeah. go to many, right. many bathrooms yeah. in yeah. gas stations. Does the Metra have a bathroom on it?
Yes.
Do they all have a bathroom?
They do.
Yeah. Is it on every yeah. car, or is there a bathroom car?
I don't know if there's every car, but they are on, there is ample
accessible.
There's ample bathroom stuff.
Are they clean?
Yeah, they were clean enough for me.
Okay. You'd go
I'd
anywhere.
Go in the woods like a bear, though, so.
All right, good, Brandon, good start, well done.
Statement number two. I haven't smoked a cigar in 2 years.
I mean, I feel like I should just click a random number generator for this, but let's go with your radio partner.
Well done.
You didn't overthink.
Yeah.
I was offered a cigar with my tequila yesterday. I'm like, after everything I've been through medically, there's no way I could have a cigar. So I texted my doctor. I go, can I have a cigar? Or is there no way? And he goes, just make sure it's a Cohiba. Make sure you're smoking a good one.
So, like, not only was he giving you medical advice, he was like, bringing you some humor.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, I got the green light, and I had a cigar as well with
smoked
some beverages.
Away.
It
yes,
was fantastic
you did.
On
all
a
right,
perfect night.
Brandon, you're a winner. Congratulations. But for you-know-whats and giggles, statement number three, why are pitchers taking their pants off? Why are pitchers taking their pants off?
I think that this would end up being something like 60% wife, 40% radio, so I'm going to go wife.
There you go. Oh, sometimes you think long, you think wrong. Brandon thought, first thing came to his mind, he was correct.
You're very analytical when it comes to my wife or radio partner.
Well done, Brandon.
What can I say? Thank
yeah.
you, guys.
Yeah, you're
all
the
right.
Bill James of my wife or
yes,
radio
you
partner.
Are. Yeah.
Thanks, Brandon.
Wins
enjoy.
Above wins above replacement is first place.
You're going to love Swift and Sons. Get the rock shrimp, all right?
Got it. Thank you.
There you go. There goes Brandon. We'll get his information. All right. Wilbon joins us next. I know he was at the game last night. I know we have sticky stuff and people taking off pants on the mound. Can we talk trash to him about the Bears going to Arlington Heights
first? Of course
first,
we can.
Okay?
Yes.
Let's do this. Let's really go at Wilbon hard. He is so anti-moving to Arlington
Heights.
He
may give up his season tickets.
Ooh. Find out in two short minutes.